You're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs. Today, we have a very special guest, Bishop Mullooly, the Bishop of the Diocese of Wilmington. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you. And thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. Today, the 1st of May in Rome, Pope John Paul II is being beatified. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, Bishop, about Pope John Paul II. And let's start by going back in time to 1978. That summer and fall, we had Pope Paul VI pass away. They elected Pope John Paul I. After 33 days, he passed away. Then they elected Pope John Paul II. What were you doing in your ministry at that time?
Actually, I was a priest in Baltimore. I was at St. Anthony's Parish, Bob, where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the associate pastor. And I remember the event well because I was, I guess I was in the bathroom in the morning, had the radio on the news, and I thought they were doing a rerun when they said Pope John Paul had died. I thought they meant Pope Paul VI.
Right.
And it just really was, it was shocking after, I think, 33 days and mm-hmm. no indication and all the joy and enthusiasm that surrounded Pope John Paul I.
Right. We really didn't get a chance to get to know him very well. I mean, it was a 33-day pontificate, and then he was gone. And then Pope John Paul II was elected, and that was a real shift to have a Polish pope.
Well, being at St. Anthony's, as you know, the pastor there was Monsignor Tony Jawolski, and he actually had met Cardinal Wojtyła in 1976 when he visited Baltimore. Cardinal Sheehan, the retired archbishop, had Monsignor Jawolski have lunch with the pastor at Holy Rosary, the Polish parish, and Cardinal Wojtyła. So he had met him that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew how significant the man was, but, you know, it was a complete shock that he was elected pope.
Yeah,
I think we only came to realize later just how talented and special the man was.
Yeah. So you didn't get a chance to meet him when Cardinal Wojtyła came to Baltimore, but Monsignor Jawolski did.
Yeah, no, I didn't, but I remember the pastor coming back that night and telling us of the great experience he had.
Yeah. So when did you first meet Pope John Paul II?
Actually, it would have been in 1989 when I went to Rome with then Archbishop Keeler when he would receive the pallium. Mm-hmm. There was a group of about 50 of us there, and I actually met him twice on that visit. Archbishop Keeler at the time had myself and another priest sit on the stage with the bishops during the general audience. That was not something I ever saw happen, if it did, very, very seldom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a chance to meet the Holy Father. And then the next day, there was a private audience for about 60 people on that trip, and we had a chance to greet the Holy Father one more time. And it was interesting to me because when he got to me, he said, oh, yes, the Vicar General, because he had somehow remembered from the day before when the Cardinal had introduced me.
Yeah. Would you estimate how many times you've met Pope John Paul II?
Well, in the 20 years working with Cardinal Keeler in Baltimore, probably I went to Rome about 15 times.
Yeah.
And so each time I would have met him at least once, if not several times on that visit.
Tell us about those meetings. I guess they were probably brief.
They were.
You didn't sit down and have a cup of coffee or anything with him. But
no, you were in line and you would greet him. I remember the one that was most telling was about 5 days before I was ordained a bishop. I was in Rome because Cardinal McCarrick and Cardinal Egan were getting the red hat. And after the general audience, each of the new cardinals, there were 44, could bring 10 people to greet the Holy Father. And then the bishops who were there came after them. And since I was an almost bishop, I was the last one in line, probably the 500th person.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when I got to him, he was as alert as always. He always had this sense that he was looking directly at you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a warmth about him. He was interested in who you were and what you did, without getting into a lot of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And actually the same thing I have found in meeting Pope Benedict, same kind of warmth, interest, very much focused on the person who is in front of him, much as I always imagined Jesus did.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, the first time you met Pope John Paul II and then the last time. Obviously, he had his health challenges during that time period. How had he changed, in your opinion?
Well, when I met him in 2004, when our region was on the odd limit of visit, Bishop Saltarelli was there, of course, from here in Wilmington, and I was with my ordinary in Baltimore. He still had that focus, but you could tell that because of the health problems he had, that there was not quite – there certainly wasn't the same energy that we had experienced before. But he still seemed to be able to focus, and he posed some questions about the diocese when he met with the cardinal and the auxiliary bishops individually.
Mm-hmm. So even though he was suffering through a great deal of physical problems, he still had that ability to relate on a one-to-one basis.
He seemed to understand and to communicate in a very good way, yes. Yeah.
Now, you were a close aide to Cardinal Keeler over many years in Baltimore. What did his eminence, did he share with you anything, his thoughts about Pope John Paul II?
Well, I know he was always very happy to work with him. He was instrumental in many ways in the church. The cardinal was in the church's relationship with our Jewish brothers and sisters, and even as an auxiliary bishop in Harrisburg, had helped with the conference that took place in South Carolina a couple of decades ago that kind of brought the Holy Father and Jewish leaders together. Mm-hmm. So I think there was a close rapport because of that, and So often he'd be called upon in those kind of circumstances.
Because that was one of Pope John Paul II's big projects, was to bring relationships together with our Jewish brothers and sisters.
Yes, I think his life in Krakow and the all that went on in World War II and the concentration camps and his own Jewish friends, from his Polish upbringing. Always made him very sensitive and devoted to the Jewish people. Mm-hmm.
In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my special guest this morning is Bishop Mullooly. And we're talking about Pope John Paul II, who today in Rome is being beatified. Why do you think so many people consider Pope John Paul II to be, one of the great popes of modern times?
I think because he gave such good leadership, such good spiritual leadership, and he was such a warm and spontaneous person. Mm-hmm. This several weeks ago, on our youth pilgrimage in Wilmington, we had Tony Melendez, a national Christian religious performer, lead our young people in music and worship, and Tony had performed in L.A. in 87, when the Pope was on his trip to the United States. And Tony, as many might know, does not have arms. He plays the guitar with his feet and does a wonderful ministry. But after he had performed for the Holy Father got up out of his seat, jumped off the 3-foot platform he was on. He would have been my age, late 60s at the time, and then walked over and gave Tony a hug. Mm-hmm. And we saw that clip again, and just that kind of that warmth, that spontaneity. You could always tell the spirituality, the holiness, much as Pope Benedict, in much of his writing, tells us we're all called to holiness, and we can do that. No one's exempted.
Sure. You mentioned Pope Benedict. How do you see similarities and differences between Pope Benedict the 16th and Pope John Paul II?
Almost identical when you meet them one-on-one. Mm-hmm. Interested in what you're doing, focused entirely on you, and you can sense the holiness of each of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say I was surprised, but maybe I was a little bit when I met him, Pope Benedict, as the Pope. I had met him a number of times as Cardinal Ratzinger, but I met him as Pope between the time that I was told I was coming to Wilmington and it was publicly announced. And just in that short encounter, I saw the same interaction I always had with Pope John Paul II.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Pope Benedict, much older when he became Pope. Pope John Paul II was, what, I guess, his late 50s?
58, I think, 58. Yes.
And we had such a long time with Pope John Paul II, mm-hmm. and it's only been just a short amount of time with Pope Benedict.
It was interesting when I was still in Baltimore when he died, And, of course, the cardinal was in Rome for the consistory, and I was celebrating Mass in the cathedral at the time for the various remembrances and then preparing for the next pope. But I was intrigued by the young people, the teenagers, the young adults, because they had only known one pope. Mm-hmm. They had no idea what it was like not to have Pope John Paul II. Mm-hmm.
And he had a good connection with young people, wherever he went.
He was excellent. He was very very warm and very interested in them.
It cut through the generations.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they saw him clearly as a hero. When he would go to the various dioceses in our country on his trips, there'd always be an awful lot of young people.
Yeah.
And then World Youth Day, when we had those, I mean, he would just draw, thousands and thousands and thousands of young people who really found in him someone they could identify with.
And when Pope John Paul II came to the United States, when he went to Newark, New Jersey,
right,
when Bishop Saltarelli was there,
yes,
and he was in charge of that visit, and right, you were in charge of the Baltimore visit, correct?
Exactly. That's how we got to know each other,
yeah.
Yes.
And what do you remember from that experience?
Well, I just remember that I didn't go to the other sites because we
right,
were preparing in Baltimore, but there were three things that stood out. One was the enthusiasm in Camden Yards for the Mass, mm-hmm, and just how he just captivated the people. We were fortunate to have a parade with the Pope Mobile and kind of a parade through the Inner Harbor up toward the Basilica, probably about a two-mile route. And there were another 250,000 people there. And mm-hmm, just you could see the warmth and the interaction. And then finally, he had lunch. Well, it wasn't finally. It was midday. He had lunch at Our Daily Bread, which was the Baltimore Catholic Charity Soup Kitchen. And he just sat down with maybe 20 very diverse people who would have lunch there, mm-hmm, for different circumstances. And just his warmth with whoever he was with, it was very moving. Mm-hmm. People still will tell me it was the most significant religious event of their life.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, today in Rome, the church is beatifying Pope John Paul II. He'll be known as Blessed John Paul II. What can we as modern Catholics learn from this? What is the lesson?
I think the simple lesson, Bob, is that what both Holy Fathers would probably tell us is that each of us is called to holiness. And they both had great roles in ministry and life because of their lot in life as Pope, but every individual is called to holiness, and it's that imitation of Jesus in our daily life, whoever we are, whatever we do, that makes us a saint. Mm-hmm. Some will be canonized, others won't be, but deep down when you see those kinds of people that there is that presence of God within them, that holiness that was so obvious in our two popes, is so obvious in Pope Benedict, was so obvious in Pope John Paul II.
What would you recommend for our listeners if they'd like to get more information about the life of Pope John Paul II? Is there any books you would recommend?
Well, there are a number of books that have been published. George Weigel has a very good book, a biography that he put together, and I think probably on some of our websites, some of our Catholic websites, we'd find resources to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great. Well, Bishop Mullooly, thanks so much for taking time with us out of your busy schedule to be with us today on Catholic Forum and for sharing your memories and your reflections on Pope John Paul II.
Well, Bob, it's good to be here. Usually I am the listener of the program on Sunday morning, so it's nice to be a participant. I guess on this Sunday, I will actually, as I listen, hear myself.
Very good. Thanks, Bishop.
Thank you, Bob.